Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to Avery After Dark. I'm your host, Avery Ross. This episode, I have 6 true ghost stories for you that range from strange and unsettling to downright bone-chilling. We're diving into the eerie and unexplained, from haunted houses to restless spirits. I have searched high and low for the creepiest stories, and I found them. So grab a blanket, dim the lights, if you're extra brave. Let's begin. Our first story, this is The Call. I've never shared this story with anyone besides my immediate family, but this was by far the weirdest, strangest thing that has happened in my life, and the reason I believe in the supernatural now. When previously, I'd always been somewhat of a skeptic. The story sounds so unreal, but it did happen. I won't blame you though if you don't believe it. It took place about 2 years ago on a summer night. I was home alone, my entire family was on vacation. The time was exactly 3:33 a.m. I remember vividly looking at my alarm clock. I'm about to head to bed when suddenly my friend Eric, who lives in a city about 20 miles away, calls me in the middle of the night, somewhat frantically, in a cold sweat. This is extremely abrupt and unlike him. He starts off immediately with, "Dude, I'm sorry if this sounds off the rocker, but I need to let you know I had a terrible dream and just woke up that something broke into your house." I didn't think much of it and was about to call him crazy and hang up the phone and go to bed. Then it happened. I heard some slight creaking of the floorboards in my kitchen. At the exact same time this happens, my friend on the line is like, "Yeah, I'm not kidding. It scared me, legit. Whatever it was in your kitchen." I immediately got the chills because of the timing. I'm no superhero and had no weapon, so I was scared, hiding in my room. I almost felt its presence. You know how if someone's super angry near you, or something, you can kind of feel the vibe of rage? Yeah, hard to explain, but I intuitively felt the energy, the vibe of something in my house, drawing closer, closer, pacing towards the hallway, coming towards my room. It was a strong energy. I froze, was at a loss for words. because despite any of this not making any sense, I knew my friend was right. At this point, whatever it was basically right behind my closed door. It felt like I could feel it through the door, having a piercing gaze on me, but I knew it wasn't a person. A person would make noise. I'd be able to see a shadow or shoes at the bottom of the door. It was some non-material being without a physical body of sort. I was waiting to see if it would open the door. I touched the door handle, and for whatever reason, it was freezing cold. At this point, I'm doubling down to face my fears and open the door in one swift motion with a war cry, and as I did, all went black. I don't remember a single thing. I passed out, woke up in a tiny puddle of drool. I looked up. It was 4:13 a.m. I had been unconscious for 40 minutes. To this day, my friend Eric and I now believe there's more to this world we simply won't understand. Have you ever had a dream that you just couldn't shake, or a feeling, an instinct, that urge to check up on a loved one? It's good to trust those feelings. What do you think entered his house that night? And why do you think his friend was able to pick up on it? I believe his friend Eric was sent that dream for a reason. To warn his friend, because whatever came into his house, it didn't sound like a good presence. Now, for our next story. For centuries, these mountains have been home to more than just wildlife. Creepy legends, ghostly apparitions, and unexplained disappearances haunt these trails. You already know what I'm talking about. The Appalachian Mountains. Up next, a man details a chilling encounter he had while walking the Appalachian Trail. This is the woman in the woods. Let me lay out the background. I'm in the south hiking the Appalachian Trail. I'm unsure of the exact location. It was after Georgia, northbound, but still southern parts of Virginia. I tried doing some research and I couldn't find much information other than the Bell Witch. And that is the opposite side of the state. If this is the wrong subreddit, please forward me to the correct one because this has been tearing me apart for the last 4 years. So I'm hiking along with my pal. It's a clear day and no sign of rain. Nothing but blue skies. We're pretty distant from any town or even road for that matter. The forest is clear of underbrush and nothing but bare trees. We could easily see beyond 400 yards. About 200 yards away, up on the hill, we both saw a brunette woman gazing off in the distance, not looking towards us. This is extremely odd for this terrain, so my pal and myself called out to her, "Hey ma'am, are you lost?" The woman keeps her torso still and jerks her head towards us. The speed and angle of her head turn should have broken her neck. She let out a sharp, ear-piercing scream, almost like a banshee from those old stories. We ran as fast as we could, with 40-pound packs on our backs. As we're running away, the wind picks up heavily, nearly hurricane levels. Branches are snapping, and we even heard a tree fall in the distance. Rain started pouring, sideways rain, strong wind. I know the weather can change like a dime in the mountains, but this just felt different. Like we were cold, from 80 plus degrees to nearly 60 or less with wind chill that was constant. Other hikers were caught in the rain as well. They were as confused as we were. We couldn't tell them what we saw. We couldn't even explain it to each other. We never mentioned it again. We both knew we had saw her. We continued on the trail. I really want to find out if there's a story about her. I try to do research, but I'm hoping you folks could help out. I appreciate any help in advance. So who do you believe this was? Did this man see the infamous Bell Witch or another restless spirit that wanders the trails? Given the setting, how spooky those mountains are, I think anything is possible.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Now, our third story. Hospitals are a nexus point between life and death, a place where many enter this world but also leave it. Some people believe that ghosts are all over hospitals, but no one notices because ghost patients look just like live patients. Our next story proves that this may be a much more common occurrence than we think. This is the Good Doctor. I used to be a security guard at a hospital. One night, while doing my rounds, I went into the surgery wing and was walking down a hallway when I saw a doctor looking at the whiteboard where all the scheduled surgeries are written down. I said, "Hello, doctor," and kept going. The doctor didn't say anything back, just kept studying the whiteboard. When I got back to the security office, I was telling one of the guys that's been there for years about how I greeted this doctor, and he didn't say anything back. I was asked where I saw him, and I said the surgery ward, and he gave me a smirk. He then explained that the surgery ward closes at 9 p.m., and all patients are moved into the monitoring wards. There should be no one there. He then asked me if this doctor was studying the schedule board. I said yes, and he then told me that I had just met Dr. Lucidi. Apparently, some many years ago, one of the surgeons went up to the helipad and jumped off the building. Seems like he never stopped working, though. So you, may have passed by a ghost doctor or patient in the hospital and had no idea. Whew, that gives me a chill. Now for our next story. A woman shares her horrifying experience with the haunted woods behind her childhood home. She says these events still give her nightmares 25 years later. This is the Dark Woods. This happened circa 1998. I was about 13. We live next to a fenced and heavily wooded area behind one of our local YMCAs. Being that we lived in a large city, there was a ton of crime, and a few bodies had been found in these woods over the years. We had an extremely religious Christian neighbor that my dad was close with, as they were both single parents. She told my dad that there was a demon that lived in these woods as a result of negative energy from all the violence those woods had seen. I wasn't allowed to go back there, but I still would. Never at night, though. And the few times I did, I would hear footsteps behind me, or feel complete dread the whole way home, as I only used them as a shortcut to walk home, sometimes from friends' houses. I know this sounds silly, but even in a lit-up city, those woods were so dark. I get that woods are supposed to be dark, and what a stupid thing to say. But this was a different kind of darkness. I don't know how to describe it, except for saying they just felt evil. Anyhow, 1998, 13 years old. I did not have the easiest upbringing. My dad was in a constant state of anxiety. My dad always owed money to somebody. And my brother and I were pretty much neglected. I love my dad very much, but there was always some kind of negativity or hardship in his life, which in turn was reflected onto my brother and me because we lived with him. My mom moved out of the state when I was 10. There was literally no solace, and I lived a stone's throw away from these woods. It first started with the reoccurring nightmares. A blackness would seep out of the woods like fog. I could never get away fast enough. It would envelop me and drag me into the woods. I had this dream every night for months. My dad was convinced we were under attack, whereas I thought it was just him and the neighbor freaking me out with their theories. One night, we were sitting in the driveway in my dad's beat-up Volvo. We were having an argument. I don't even remember what it was about, but we were going back and forth just being nasty to one another. And I'll never forget it, my dad said, "Every time we do this, we just feed this thing that lives out in the woods." I laughed at him. I remember saying something to belittle him. Just can't remember word for word, but it was something that pretty much made fun of him and the thing in the woods. At that very minute, something started beating on the trunk of the car. It felt like two fists coming down on the trunk over and over. We both screamed. It got harder and louder. At that moment, I threw my arms around my dad and said, "I love you, I'm sorry." And he said the same. Almost like a chant it became. And as we said the words to one another, the blows to the trunk became softer and lesser until they disappeared altogether. And we were both in tears. Later, when he inspected the car, there were dents that looked like fists on the back of his trunk. I know the car was already beaten up, but those were not there before. My dad has since passed away, but even if he were alive, he would never talk about this. The few times I tried to bring it up over the years, he shut the conversation down just as fast as it was mentioned. We moved shortly after that. I still believe in my heart and soul that those woods have evil living in them, and I live 3 miles away from them now. Sometimes, I feel curious enough to try and go back and record to catch something. But then again, I'm so terrified to even think about walking into those woods at night. Stories about haunted woods? Oh, they always get me.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Now for our next story. Throughout history, mirrors have long been associated with the paranormal. They were believed to be portals to the other side, gateways in which ghosts could enter our world. Our next story will have you thinking twice before purchasing a secondhand mirror. You never know who or what will come home with it. This is the mirror. First off, I do not truly believe in anything paranormal. With that being said, I am a general contractor. About 1 year ago, I was doing some work for a customer, which involved remodeling a bathroom. The entire time, me and my employee worked in the bathroom, and we had a clear shot down the stairs. It was a second-story bathroom. And both of us kept seeing a shadowy figure poke its head around the corner of the stairs from the living room. Both of us assumed it was the customer. Then, when the customer came home later, we realized nobody was there besides the two of us when we saw this figure. Eventually, we brought this up to said customer, and she informed us, at night, she hears loud thuds and also sees shadow figures peering around corners. This was no concern, and we just joked about this until we finished the job. There was a mirror we replaced upstairs and took the old one with us. I stored it in my basement for about 3 months until another customer needed a new mirror, so we sold it to her, installed it, then left. While the mirror was stored in my basement, my wife complained about strange feelings and seeing someone out of the corner of her eye in the basement while doing laundry. We both heard thuds from the basement some nights. This all stopped when that mirror was removed. Fast forward 1 month and I get a call from the customer I sold the mirror to, asking for a new mirror she bought to be hung and if we could dispose of the one I sold her. This took me by surprise since we had just installed it. I didn't ask, but she told me she had a bad feeling about the mirror and would prefer the new one. She didn't want her money back and paid us to install the new one. Now the mirror is at my shop, and my employees are saying weird sounds and shadows have been giving them the creeps. The only thing I can think of is the mirror is always at the center of these strange occurrences. Like I said, I don't believe in the paranormal, but am open-minded. Anybody know what could be happening? I'm at a loss. I'll take haunted mirror for 100, Alex. No need to be at a loss, sir. You've got some paranormal activity going on. Everyone having these shared experiences around the mirror? Oh yeah. Haunted. Now for our next story. This is He Only Comes During the Day. My wife and I have lived in our house for 3 years. It's an older house built in the 50s. There were a few times when I was at work that my wife would call me and tell me she heard footsteps, talking, and doors being closed when she was alone during the day. I always take her seriously. I never want to be that jerk husband or boyfriend in horror films that calls their significant other crazy and gaslights them. Calls like those have happened a few times, then over time we didn't really speak of it. About 2 weeks ago, we were coming back from the grocery store. My wife was backing into the driveway as she often did. I was looking at her rear backup camera when I saw a man standing with his back to us, facing the front door. I at first assumed it was an Amazon delivery or someone dropping off a landscaping business card, but they were so blurry. I whipped my head around to get a better look with my own eyes, and there was no one there. I immediately turned to my wife with a look of shock. You saw him, didn't you? Sometimes he stands near the trash cans. Sometimes I see him out of the living room window, she said to me very nonchalantly. She even told me she got a good look at his face one day. She was folding laundry in the living room and looked up to see his face pushing through the wall, like the spandex wall trick from the first Nightmare on Elm Street. She said, "He seems pretty harmless. He never comes inside, and he only comes during the day." He sounds polite, at least. If I'm gonna have a ghost at my house, I would want him. This ghost hangs out at the front door waiting for an invite. Who said the dead can't have manners? Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. Until next time, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.
Cut. COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.